A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Samach Ches, Shabbos 68A, pagination 135, but we will start from the facing page at the bottom where the Perek chapter begins. So starting from Samach Zayin Amud Beis 67B at the bottom, pagination 134, the last five lines. Kalal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. They said a great rule regarding Shabbos, a complex rule. And the rule, which involves what we know as Avos and Toldos, the main 39 categories of Shabbos violation, as well as all the derivatives, which will develop that on the coming pages. But the great principle which they said was that in terms of atonement, if a person is in violation of a Shabbos restriction, kol ha-shokeach ikar Shabbos, if he forgot the very essence of Shabbos, so then he only has one thing that he erred in. He erred that he didn't know there was such a thing as Shabbos. And one of the examples that the Gemara gives is a person who grew up, born as a Jew, but grew up among people who did not teach him that there's such a thing as Shabbos, perhaps didn't even teach him that he's Jewish. So all of the Shabbos violations which he does all hinge on one basic principle, that he didn't know there's such a thing as Shabbos at all. And therefore, va'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe, he does many violations of Shabbos on many different Shabbosos. The atonement offering that he would bring when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt is only one. Because in essence, his error is only one. Continues the Mishnah. Hayodea Iker Shabbos, if he knew the very essence of Shabbos, but he forgot that today is the seventh day of the week. He lost track that it's Shabbos. Chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, because over here his error is in knowing that today is Shabbos. So each Shabbos is its own violation, its own mistake, because he forgot that today is Shabbos. Now, it gets a drop complex here, because for an error to obligate a person in a new karban, in a new atonement, there has to have been a separation in the mistake, meaning that he knows in between that it is Shabbos, or that it was Shabbos, and then he made the mistake again. And what Rashi explains to us is that we have a principle, she'i efsher shaloshama beintayim, it's impossible that he didn't hear in between, she'oso hayom hu sha'avi Shabbos, that that day was Shabbos. In other words, a person is living in a normal culture, normal society. He loses track which day of the week it is. He's holed up. He has the flu for a few days, whatever it is. So that Shabbos violation that he does on that Shabbos, even if it's multiple violations, is all hinging on the fact that he didn't know it was Shabbos. Now he goes to work, he finds out it's Tuesday today. So he figures out that the day of his Shabbos violations was Shabbos. So that Shabbos requires an atonement because it was a mistake. Now he makes the same mistake on the next week. So even though we don't know at any one time that he particularly said, ooh, it was Shabbos. But we have a principle, e'efshah shaloshama, it's impossible that he didn't become aware of which day of the week it is in between. And therefore, each Shabbos violation is a separate violation. He's not going to have an atonement necessary for each violation in that Shabbos that he did. If he cooked and he harvested, it's not going to be two, because his mistake hinges on not knowing that it's Shabbos. But each separate Shabbos does require a separate atonement, because we're assuming that each separate Shabbos is a separate mistake. Continuing on the last line of the Mishnah, of the page, Hayudeya Shehu Shabbos. If a person knows it's Shabbos, Vasa Malachas Harbe B'Shabbosos Harbe, and he does many violations on many different Shabbosos. So this is a more classic case. A person knows it's Shabbos, he's making lots of mistakes. Chayiv Al Kol Av Malacha U'Malacha. So then he's going to need atonement for every single category. Rashi points out, this is not avos as opposed to toldos, it's referring to the categories. So the 39 categories. If planting is one of the categories, and in addition to planting, he also transplanted seedlings, and he also watered the plants, and he also pruned some trees for the purpose of enhancing its growth. So all of that is considered planting, and that's only one category. But if he would do something from this category, something from a different category, so then he would have two different categories he was in violation of, and he would have to bring a korban for each one as atonement. Finally, ha'osa malachas haba me'ein malacha achas. If a person does many malachos, but it's all of the same category, which is what I just described, ein achayev alachatas achas, that's only one atonement. So if the person watered numerous plants, and in the same time period also pruned, that's all one category, and that's only one violation, and we need to have very specifically a knowledge before, a knowledge after, forgetfulness in the middle, and depending on what he did in the forgetfulness in the middle, that's what's going to dictate what kind of atonement is required. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page. It's about 12 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Tanan with a two dots, and then we begin with a major principle which has ramifications, particularly in contemporary times, in many areas of halacha. We'll try to outline a few. Rav Shmuel da Amri Tarvayu. Rav and Shmuel both ruled Masnisin that our Mishnah would apply Betinok Shenishba Levein Hanochrim by a child that was captured among the non-Jews. Meaning, the child was captured, God forbid, very, very young, was never taught the concepts of Shabbos. So the essence of this child's mistake as he grows up is he's not aware that he's Jewish. He's not aware that there's such a thing as Shabbos. And therefore, there's only one Shabbos violation that we're dealing with, and therefore, it fits into the first case of the Mishnah, Eina Chayev Elachatas Achas. He only has to bring one atonement, because everything hinges on this one mistake. Doesn't know he's Jewish. Doesn't know there are rules to Shabbos at all, that Shabbos is a significant day. And that's the case described of Tinok Shenishba, a child that was captured. The Chazon Ish, who was one of the biggest contemporary authorities in halacha, commented in the case of ribis, of loaning money to another Jew, the requirement is to do it without interest, and other cases of contemporary examples, people who grow up not knowing that Shabbos is significant, or not realizing that they're Jewish, or not realizing that Judaism has any significance. And he applied the rule of Tinek Shenishba to all of these cases. Obviously, every case is different, but in a broad sweeping concept, he invoked this concept of Tinek Shenishba. It's as if the child was captured among non-Jews. He wasn't taught the essence of Shabbos. We find today, even if a person knows that there's such a thing as Shabbos, and even if he knows that there's such a thing as observance, but he doesn't understand that it's for real. He thinks it's just like, you know, there are many people with lots of opinions, there are cults out there, there are all kinds of things. Doesn't understand it's relevant. I mention often of a case of some high school children who took a trip into a major Jewish community. I heard it about Muncie, but it could just as well be anywhere. And the rabbi conducting the trip, when asked, "Who's that?" they saw Hasidim walking, and he said, "Oh, don't worry, that's nothing." If that's nothing, so then that child is a tinek shenishba. He's been captured, and his mistake is one. He doesn't understand that Judaism is relevant. If that's nothing, I didn't ask you to become a chassid, but it's not nothing. And you have this comes up in many areas. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a shaila regarding meiser, people giving 10% of earnings to charity. What about a person who grew up not knowing there was such a thing? He's a bal tshuva now. What's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to go back to his ledger and give 10% on everything? How is he supposed to handle it? Another question also, Rav Moshe Sternbach. A person is supposed to have atonement for every violation. If a guy's going to go through all the years he wasn't observant, I'm going to have to atone for every violation. Rav Moshe Sternbach invokes a concept very similar to this Tinek Shanishpa, almost a sympathy. He says the fact that you turned over your life is the atonement. But in any case, to be aware that there's this principle of Tinek Shanishpa and that many, many things, it's a sweeping ramification that all over in Shas, when we talk about how serious a Shabbos violation is or whatever, it's not approached the same way when the person simply wasn't aware and is now trying to do what they can to correct, to learn, to observe. And those steps are taken with a lot of encouragement rather than some of the more harsh statements that are made of a person, Hanukkah right now, this time, a person who knew and jumped off because of the temptation of the Syrian Greeks. We're talking in our time, for the most part, of Tinek Shenishpa applications and a question of how to inspire people to appreciate the Judaism that they're obligated in and entitled to. Yeshikoach, have a great day.